KRN News Radio Sports for Monday, June 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Presho's Chris Long captured his third South Dakota Golf Association men's mid-amateur title yesterday at Lakeview Golf Course, pulling away with a final round of a 65. Long surged on the back nine with a 6-under stretch over four holes. He had a pair of eagles and a pair of birdies. Long finished 12-under for the tournament. You know, has 10 SDGA titles overall. Sioux Falls' Ryan Ames and Watertown's Bob West tied for second. They were six shots back at 6-under par. Also over the weekend, it was Kevin Mitchell of Sioux Falls winning the overall title on Saturday of the Mitchell Area Community Triathlon. He finished the 28-kilometer course in just over 1 hour and 4 minutes. Kathy Grady, also of Sioux Falls, was the top female finisher. She was eighth overall in 1 hour and 19 minutes. A Mitchell area athletes had some strong performances, including 17-year-old Colin Pickett. He led local competitors with a sixth-place finish. He finished in 1 hour and 18 minutes. Lisa Larson was the top local female, placing third in the division and 14th overall at 1 hour and 23 minutes. A total of 45 individuals and three relay teams competed in the annual Mitchell Area Community Triathlon. High school football from over the weekend, believe it or not, Team Blue topped Team Red 14-8 on Saturday at the South Dakota Football Coaches Association High School Senior Bowl at Dykehouse Stadium in Brookings. Alec Austin of Centerville connected with Warner's Josiah Baum on a 96-yard touchdown pass, while West Central's Carter Gross added the game-winning score, a 1-yard touchdown. Spearfish's Lathan Lucas returned an interception 55 yards for the only touchdown for Team Red as he earned defensive MVP honors. Palma City Post 18 Junior Legion Baseball went 2-1 over the weekend at the Alex Coomer Memorial Tournament in T. They would finish second in its pool but missed out on the championship bracket. Post 18 opened with a 2-1 win over Yankton, followed by a 5-4 extra inning victory over Aberdeen in 8 innings. In their final pool game, they would lose to Dakota Valley 10-5. Post 18 Junior Baseball, they will host Yankton for a doubleheader tomorrow at 5 o'clock. 14 and under Teener Baseball in Mitchell, they split a home doubleheader Sunday at Drake Field, falling at 7-4 to winner Colombe and also 11-1. Brookings next up on the schedule for the 14 and under team. It'll be tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And 13 and under baseball also swept on Saturday at Drake Field, losing 13-7 to Sioux Falls Post 15 and 14-2 to Winter Coloma. Palo City 13 and under now hosts Huron coming up on Tuesday afternoon. That will be a noon start time. USD claimed this year's Interstate Series victory over South Dakota State, finishing ahead 11.5-8.5. The Coyotes secured the rivalry standings title across multiple sports, marking their sixth series win since the competition started in 2013, and it's their first victory in four seasons. USD built its advantage this year behind football, men's and women's basketball, swimming and diving, track and field, and golf. The deciding point came from men's golf after the Coyotes had moved into position to clinch following a men's basketball sweep of the Jackrabbits. The Interstate Series tracks a head-to-head competition between the Jackrabbits and Coyotes across all sports. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, June 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.